Welcome to the National Geographic Reach podcast series. I am Barbara Quincer-Coulter, Director of Research and Professional Development at National Geographic School Publishing. Our guest today is Lotta Kroetke, a bilingual educator with over 30 years of experience in the area of education and a featured speaker at national education conferences, where she presents strategies and techniques for effective literacy instruction in both English and Spanish. Lotta has authored several Spanish reading programs for National Geographic School Publishing, including Alfa Remus, also an English phonics program, Phonics and Friends, and an ESL series, Avenues. Lotta, thanks so much for joining us today, and it's great to have you here to focus on a topic that all of our listeners can relate to, and that is making every minute count in the classroom to focus on effective teaching. As we know, teachers are juggling with so much these days, with curriculum demands in all subject areas and testing and test prep. It really leaves limited time to address the needs of their students and really to focus on the needs of their English language learners. In your monograph titled Make Every Minute Count, you present three main points that teachers should focus on so they make the best use of their time to address the needs of their English language learners. Can you expand on these points today?
Well, let me take point one, and that is, I think as teachers, we need to realize what it is that causes us to stray off our task and make us waste time. So I wrote up a little list here of things that get in our way. For example, number one, search for materials. Maybe you don't have the book that you necessarily wanted, or you didn't have the particular piece of paper or that overhead or the dry erase pen or something. And students are really quite demanding as far as the attention is concerned. You need to have the children sitting there listening to you immediately and not have them stray their attention away from what you're doing. And just that 10 seconds in which you're not finding your pen and you have to leave the podium or the desk or wherever you are to search for that pencil or that pen creates an environment where kids start looking at something else. They send a note to someone. They wink at somebody else. They stray. Their attention strays. Number one, the important thing is to have all your materials handy. Number two, in teaching in the classroom, the pencil, the point breaks. So kids have to get up and sharpen the pencil. The sharpening of the pencil is a very noisy thing. Number one, students don't necessarily just go to the sharpener. They just pass through different places and disturb, and they make noise sharpening. So an answer for that is have 50 pencils sharpened and ready so that if point breaks, you give them another pencil. Number three is erasing. If I was giving a dictation or a quick check on something and they're writing, or I tell them, okay, write about such and such, and they start erasing. Erasing makes them fall behind in time. If I'm dictating a list of words and they start to erase, then I can't go on to the very next word because I'm waiting for the one person or the two persons who are erasing. And so that, again, is an interruption in the flow. Drinking water. Everybody needs to drink water at a particular time. That's crucial in the classroom. I've noticed one particular classroom that I thought was very effective. Each child had their own bottle of water at the corner of the desk, and if they got thirsty, they simply drank that water, and nobody had to get up, and no time was wasted. Lining up was another activity that if it's not done efficiently, it wastes a lot of time. You can spend 5 minutes having kids lining up because they're pushing or they're pulling the hair or they're getting something, and then you're wasting all this time. And then, of course, there's the item that some children always need particular attention, so they misbehave to call attention to themselves. All of these things hinder the flow of the lesson and can make you waste half the time trying to solve them. So teacher needs to be ready what to do with this in these cases. And the number one thing is to be organized, to have all of your materials ready at point of use. That's it. I'm ready.
Great, Lotta. And, you know, I was chuckling to myself, Lotta, as you were sharing those examples as an elementary teacher. I know that I wasted a lot of time, and those classroom management tips that you presented really will help teachers maximize their time. When we shift to focusing on instruction and really maximizing instructional time for our English language learners, one of the areas is to integrate ESL into the content areas. How can this help teachers make every minute count for their English language learners?
Well, let me start off by giving you an example of what I thought was not effective. There was a scenario that I witnessed. There was a teacher who had a pull-out ESL program. So September, kids went to his class, and so it was September, so it was we're teaching classroom objects. October, we're teaching clothing. November, it's Thanksgiving. December, it was Christmas. And then January was weather and so forth. And what that did, yes, the kids were busy. Half an hour, they were learning perhaps all of this vocabulary, but it just left them behind with whatever was going on in the classroom. The wonderful thing about our program, REACH, is the fact that they're learning ESL, they're learning English as a second language through content. They're developing academic vocabulary, they're developing content area skills, and when they go back either to the classroom or as part of the classroom, they're not behind. They can talk about what everybody else is talking about. They haven't been wasting the valuable class time, and so the integration of content with English as a second language is magical.
And that's such a great example, because that student has ownership and they can really succeed and really make every minute count when they're going forward in those content areas. Another point that you address in your author monograph, the second point, focuses on using predictable routines to make every minute count. How does this help with time management and, most importantly, reaching the needs of English language learners?
I found that I was most effective in class when I had a particular routine that I practiced to perfection, practiced daily, that the children knew exactly what was coming next, and the lesson flowed because the routine was developed carefully. And there was a sequence, and children knew the sequence. They knew what was coming, how it started, what followed, and what followed next, and what was expected of them. And it was something that became ingrained. And just this ability to flow through a routine and teach a skill or whatever happens to be, even making little books, the ability to make a little book that children don't just start grabbing for papers and don't stop grabbing for bottles of glue, but there is a particular sequence about how things are done, just makes the lesson flow and saves time.
And within REACH, we have vocabulary routines, the language of the day. And do you really think that these routines help maximize time for English language learners?
Oh, absolutely. It puts a focus in where it should be, which is the vocabulary. And the vocabulary is challenging, and it makes the children focus on it, use it, apply. Absolutely. And so what the teacher needs to do is to become familiar with those routines, and so it becomes second nature to both herself and the student.
And the last point in your monograph, you focus on planning and maintaining the pace of instruction. Can you talk about the importance of this as we work with our English language learners?
I think that it is human nature. If somebody, let's think about what happens to us in a similar situation. If we are someplace and somebody's explaining how to do something and they go so slowly and they describe it so carefully that finally you don't pay attention anymore because you're totally bored, as opposed to somebody who challenges you to listen. Listen carefully, because this is your time to be listening to it and learning it. And suddenly your energy is focused on listening and keeping up with the pace of instruction. And that makes for an energy-filled classroom and an energy-filled situation. So that is what is meant by that, keeping up the pace. Don't slow down. The children just have, maybe they're not so fluent in the language, but it doesn't affect their ability to understand what you're saying. So say it quickly. Make them reach. Don't dumb it down. Make the children reach for it.
As we wrap up this podcast, what advice and or questions do you want to leave with our listeners today, Lotta? so that they can refine their instructional practices and really make every minute count?
Oh, be organized. I was never more pleased with a class that I have given as when I had everything in place, when everything flowed. The pencils were all there. Nobody had to search for anything. And at the, by being organized, I was able to perform, give a lesson quickly, have the children pay attention, not stray, not start looking out the window. Being organized, keeping up the pace, I think that is the main message I'd like to leave with.
Well, thank you so much for your time today, Lotta. I really think our listeners are better prepared to make every minute count with the students in their classroom. Thanks for listening to our National Geographic Reach podcast series. For more information, check out the National Geographic Reach Professional Development website for additional tools and ongoing support to help you address the needs of the students in your classroom.